Okay, so this compilation of videos is from Cosmicverse. We love Cosmicverse. He does all of the footwork of gathering the clips of these crazy broads so that I can comment on them. So, go check him out. Also, like and subscribe to my channel if you have not already. Hit the notification bell because I tell it like it really is. I tell more truth than anybody else out there, and that was why I'm so algorithmically suppressed, i.e., shadow ban. So give me a like, give me a subscribe, and always check back for new daily videos.
Kindly subscribe to the channel.
Yes, kindly subscribe, and also check out the description. Consider making a donation, follow me on Patreon, and check out my GoFundMe. I nearly died recently, so I could really use your support. You'll find more explanation at my GoFundMe. So let's get into it.
As it is our sole form of support, thank you.
Women in their 40s and 50s are invisible.
Now you know what it's like to be a man.
Now, this was a statement that one of my coworkers made, and for context, she's in her late 50s.
Of course, with that horrific hair, is it any wonder men don't want anything to do with her?
I am in my late 40s. And although I understood what she was saying, that, everything is geared towards a more younger generation, however, I think you have to put some of that ownership back on yourself. And ultimately, you decide how you want to navigate through life and how you want to show up in the world. What are your takes? Let me know.
Wow, some actual accountability there from a female. That's rare.
So I'm sitting here scrolling through Raya and I'm just looking through the pics and hitting nope and hitting nope. And then
What's
it
Raya?
dawns on me, I just picture someone else just going through their phone, seeing pictures of me, and just hitting nope. It's a very humbling thought.
I agree.
Dating 50 and older. Yes, I am 50 and
What is with the hair? Gold colored weave, rope hair, and a gold nose ring. Yikes.
I am single out there trying to meet me a nice man. But I have a question.
Why weren't you trying to meet a nice man in your 20s? Now you're old and you're decrepit.
Why is it that men just stare? It doesn't matter where I go. I could be by myself, grocery store, social event, brunch, Starbucks. It don't matter. Park, walking, they just stare. And I've started saying, "Hi, how you doing?" And they'll respond, "Hey." That's about it. So confusing. Can somebody answer that question for me? Help a girl out.
Yes, I could.
Well,
I can answer for you, sweetheart, before Cosmic steps in here. So, you've got one side of your head shaved, which looks ridiculous. The other side of your head is growing this 3-foot-long rope stuff coming out of your head. You look like an alien. You got a nose ring. You're obviously overweight. As are most women of your ilk, unfortunately. Most women these days are overweight. I can't remember the last time I saw a good-looking broad that was thin in the West. So, you're a freak. You look like a freak. You wonder why they're staring? I don't wonder. And by the way, if any of them do actually find you attractive, but they're just staring and they're not approaching you, which I think is very few of them, by the way. I think most are just looking at the freak show that you are. It's because they don't want to be me too. They don't want to be accused of something. Women have been telling dudes for how long now? Don't approach me in public. That's creepy. I mean, where are we allowed to approach you now? The gym is out, public is out. Can't approach women anywhere. So that's why, honey.
Well, the men just stare for the simple fact
That and you're in your 50s, so what do you expect, honey?
that they don't want to approach women of today because so many women have made it clear they don't want to be approached. It's like a lose-lose situation for men. If they approach, they risk being seen as disrespectful or creepy. And if they don't, they're labeled as passive or uninterested. The mixed signals are confusing, and many men would rather avoid the potential for embarrassment or rejection altogether. With the rise of social media and public call-outs, some men feel that even a harmless approach could be blown out of proportion, leading to negative consequences for just trying to start a conversation. So, they opt to stay on the sidelines, watching but never engaging.
Yeah, I don't want to end up on Instagram or TikTok because you had a hidden camera somewhere waiting for some dude to approach you so you could shame him for the unmitigated gall of coming up and talking to you.
Ladies, I never want to need a man for his money. But there are some things that I do need a man for. Like taking out the trash, cutting up my Amazon boxes, and putting things together that have more than 3 steps. That's what I need my man for.
Uh-huh.
Dating in 2024 for a woman is insane. It's insane. I'm sure it's like the same for a guy, but like...
That one weird looking broad. Horrible makeup. What's with this makeup these days that has chicks looking like they've had... Well, maybe she has had plastic surgery. Her face looks incredibly stretched. And the makeup looks like it's been applied by a 2-year-old.
Dang, it's so annoying, obnoxious, and what's left, I guess you could say. The older you get, it's like kind of what's left. You run out.
It's just the simps, and them approaching me makes them obnoxious, and I wonder why nobody approaches me.
Out of options, I guess, because most of the good ones are taken. I don't know, but yeah. It kind of sucks. You're limited to not a lot of options, especially in the state of Colorado.
Well, sweetheart, that's what you get when you ride the CC until you're mid to late 30s, early 40s. And by the way, I love the Cope. Oh, it's where I live. I live in Colorado. There's no men in Colorado. Well, no men you want. Too many hillbilly cowboys. They're brokies.
Very, very few good-looking guys or guys older that take care of themselves that are not super self-absorbed or...
Right, honey, have you looked at the state of modern women? Guys are looking a heck of a lot better than you broads are at the equivalent of age. So give me a break. And by the way, we can't see your body. I guarantee you she's got a big old muffin top down there.
I mean, almost that I haven't been married. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's kind of like somewhat a red flag, you know? And then they'll ask you, well, you have kids, and they call your kids baggage, and I was like, definitely no.
Oh, she's a single mom. By the way, it's a red flag if you're a dude whose wife has left them, which is the majority of divorces out there and single dudes that have been married. The majority of them, the wife has left. That's a red flag?
No, bro. I'll pass. I'd rather be alone than deal with that ish.
Well, those guys are correct. If you're out there trying to date and...
Yeah, by the way, this is your typical, I choose to be single translation. I can't find a dude that fits my ridiculously high standards.
Bringing your kids into a new relationship, it's considered baggage, whether people want to admit it or not. That's just a fact. It adds complexity, and not everyone is ready to step into that kind of situation. But here's the thing. I refuse to believe that these types of women never had a chance at getting a good guy. At some point, most women have encountered a man who was willing to step up, take care of them, or offer genuine love and support. Often, these women might have overlooked or pushed away the good guy for someone who was more exciting or aligned with the lifestyle they wanted at the time. Now, later in life, when things have changed and they're looking for stability, the good guys have either moved on or become more cautious.
Yeah, truth be told, chicks like this are ubiquitous. And honestly speaking, she probably left the good guy to seek out her Chad. And that seems to generally be the case with most of these chicks. They either have found some new guy, or they think they can find some new guy who's better than the guy they're with, i.e. more exciting, gives them the butterflies, the feels. And so they don't care if they have kids. They don't care if they break up their family because, you know, the feminist movement has told them that there's no difference between a single-parent household and a two-parent household. You go, girl, slay queen. You can raise those kids to be just as good, just as high a quality person by yourself than if you were a man. In fact, men are toxic and evil, so you could probably do a better job without that man. And then the kids grow up to be drug addicts and alcoholics, and they wonder what's going on, what happened. What did I do wrong?
They're looking for stability. The good guys have either moved on or...
So upset. Like, I've been on this dating site for 6 months and I've met so many guys.
Holy moly, there's some desperate guys out there. This broad? Well, that's true. Yeah, we all know so many simps out there that they're actually hitting up this creature. Yikes. Well, she's got the pigtails. Trying to look more feminine with pigtails. Yikes! You need to put the fork down, honey. That's what you need to do. And get your teeth worked on. Yeesh.
And none of them have been over 6 foot.
Is this a dude? She's demanding the dudes be over 6 feet? I mean, have you looked in the mirror, honey?
Like, what is going on? One I went out with...
That's my question! How are women that look like you having such high demands? This is what's wrong with the dating scene.
It wouldn't tell me how much he earned.
How dare he not reveal his salary to me?
I was like, this is unbelievable. Who does he think he's dealing with? This is me.
An entitled C-U-N, you know.
Hello? The last one that I dated, I tried to check his, like, car key out just to make sure that I knew that he was driving a nice car because... Let's be honest, anything that's not a Range Rover, an Audi, a Mercedes, or a BM is kind of not really going to cut the mustard with me. Like, I'm a 10, hello?
Apparently, that had to be a troll, come on! With the actually, no, that was probably real.
This is a controversial opinion, but I actually genuinely wish more men approached women or made... moves, unless they all do and they're just not.
Something wrong with that forehead. She's got that gigantic, look at the size of that space above the bridge of her nose where her forehead meets her nose. That's some weird looking stuff there, man.
Doing it to me, in which case, carry on. I'll go hide in a hole.
Risk isn't worth the reward, not anymore at least. Problem is, if you're not attracted to the guy, he becomes a creep and cops are called, it's not worth it. No, it's because we're done with the ghosting. You all thinking you're tens, offering nothing in return but expecting 6, 7, 8. We're done. For the average Joe, it's not worth approaching these days. You just get looked at funny. Whenever women complain about not being approached, they're really talking about a specific type of man not approaching them. It's not a general call for all men to come up and shoot their shot. The truth is, many women are selective about who they want attention from. If an average guy approaches, he might get rejected or ignored, but if it's the guy they find attractive, suddenly they're open to being approached. This creates a confusing double standard for men. They don't know if they're the right guy to approach or if they'll be met with disinterest. In many cases, it's not that men don't want to approach, it's that they don't want to risk the rejection or negative reactions from women who are only waiting for specific men to make the first move.
If you be the...
So, yeah, that's a problem. And the real issue, I mean, that's the issue. Women don't tell you the kind of guys they want to approach because they don't want to seem shallow. And, you know, so they just complain about men in general. Why aren't men approaching me? What they're really saying is, why aren't the hot dudes approaching me? If you're not hot, they don't want you to approach them. As they argue, their beauty standards are subjective! And in fact, I'm a 10, I'm a 10. Meanwhile, this dude, he thinks he's a 10, he approaches you, he's a 5. And you reject him because he's not good enough and call him creepy. But wait, he thought he was a 10. I thought that subjective standards trumped some kind of objective reality about looks and appearance. Well, apparently not, ladies.
Cash, I'll be the rubber band. okay. If you'll be the...
I keep hearing from women in my community that they feel invisible. Like if they're over 50.
By the way, she's not too bad looking for a broad over 50. So although she's got the, you know, turkey waddle neck going on, I guess you can't cake too much of makeup there effectively. But she's not bad for a broad over 50. Would I bang her? I don't know. She'd probably get a muffin top. They all seem to have muffin tops, even if they look like they're thin above the waist.
50 and just no one looks at them anymore. And no one sees them. They can't get help from...
Okay, she's got the granny cheeks. Nah, I'm not hitting that.
Someone at the store, like people just, it's like they see right through them. And I just want you to know that that has nothing to do with age.
Yes, it does. What are you, coping? Yeah, she's coping.
You can be invisible at age 22. You can be invisible at age 35.
Only if you're fat, okay? Only if you're fat, unattractive. But even then, women at those ages are not completely, totally, 100% invisible. No, they can still get attention from the dudes at the club late at night who have had too much to drink, and they struck out with all the good-looking broads, and now you are the consolation prize.
Or 55. And you can light up a room at age 75. We've all seen that woman who walks in and she just radiates. And it's not that, it's her beauty.
This is just sophistry. This is you go girl, I feel good, mumbo jumbo nonsense.
Beauty. But it's her attitude. It's her presence. It's her aura. It's her confidence.
Right, this is wishful thinking. You know, she's trying to talk about herself and, you know, gaslight herself. It's just cope.
And all of that comes from a belief in yourself. So don't buy into this idea. Like, because the more you think about the fact that you're invisible, the more invisible you're going to become. You start to become smaller. You start to wear clothes so people don't notice you. You start paying less attention to your appearance because you're like, what does it matter?
You're listening to the talk, the magical way of thinking, how I think and feel can actually morph and shape and control objective reality and change it in conformity with my will and intent. All these broads are witches. They're all sorceresses, witches. They're into magic and make-believe, mumbo-jumbo BS. They don't know how the real world or reality works.
Sure, I'm invisible, and it's not true.
It is true.
If you feel amazing, people can't help but notice you.
So how I feel is going to affect how other people think and feel. That's magic. That's witchcraft. That's total nonsense.
All right? So don't give up.
Yeah.
No, you need to give up, sweetheart, or change. But since that's not going to happen, give up.
This is just cope.
Yeah.
The fact remains that women who are 50 or older become invisible in the dating scene. They still get attention, but it's nowhere near the level they were used to in their younger years, and that's why they start feeling invisible. The reality is, as women age, fewer and fewer eyes are on them. When they're in their 20s and 30s, they're used to being the center of attention, doors being opened for them, compliments, men going out of their way to talk to them. But as time goes on, that spotlight dims. It's not just about physical appearance either. The dating market is competitive, and younger women naturally draw more attention. For older women, the drop in interest is noticeable, and it affects their confidence. That's what those women are experiencing. They're noticing their reality changing.
Well, today I finally did it. I finally not only deleted all of my dating apps, but I also deleted the profiles on those dating apps. I am just so sick of these dating apps. They're just the worst. I thought I had matched with this really good guy. We were talking about how texting was kind of the worst. We were talking about all sorts of things that we had in common, like our viewpoints and everything. And then I woke up and he had unmatched me. And I just totally don't get this dating thing.
So I can tell you what happened here. You were talking, you were chatting, and it was going great. And then some time was taken off between the chatting. And, you know, during that interlude, he went and checked out your search for you online, checked out your social media, saw some further more revealing pics of you, and saw that it wasn't just your face that was a little chunky. In fact, your face is a little chunky, and then he got to see some pics of more of your body and saw that it was way chunkier than your face. He's like, oh, no, okay, I was kind of horny, but I'm not that horny, not that desperate, so he unmatched you. Yeah. By the way, sweetheart, you don't like these dating apps. That's the only way you're going to be getting laid. Oh, I was fine with the dating apps until now I'm 29, 30, pushing the wall. Now that I'm not getting as much attention from the manses, and I've got baby rabies, you know, now I want to settle down. Well, too bad, sweetheart. You spent your 20s riding the CC.
I just really don't. I mean, the last thing we said to each other was how we found each other attractive.
Yeah, he'll say whatever he needs to say to bang you, honey.
I don't know. Can someone make this make sense?
Yes, hello, and I would just like to reiterate how very much I hate internet dating. I was just dumped by a geologist. He was a Capricorn, so I'm not really impressed, but I guess...
Any broad that starts talking in any way about star signs, you need to run. Seems like all of them these days are into some kind of woo-woo, witchcraft, occult practice, though, or a way of thinking about how the world works. So you're kind of out of luck with Western women.
My kids, it is their fault. And then this other guy.
It's your kids' fault. My kids exist. I didn't make them exist. It's their fault that I can't date.
Within 48 hours, told me that his ex-wife hates him. He's been living in his car for 6 months. He does massive amounts of psychedelics on the reg, has small hands.
By the way, one of the problems might be the way you talk. Massive amounts of psychedelics on the reg. You're too lazy to say regular? Huh?
And is a recovering addict. Recovering?
Is he recovering if he's still doing drugs?
Addict.
By the way, you're trying to be cool, honey. That's not cool.
Don't worry, folks, because there's plenty more where that came from.
Well, there's plenty more on that level, which is your level. By the way, look at all these broads complaining about the dating apps. They're all pushing the wall. Ever notice that?
There's the firefighter who's 5'4". The guy never...
So what? Oh, he's 5'4". I can't control how tall I am, but it's okay for women to complain about a man's height. But if I start complaining about something she has 100% control over, like how fat she is, how dare you? I'm going to be ashamed. Yeah. You could put the fork down, but I can't make myself taller.
Married, no kids, who does surfboard art.
Nimbo.
A married man who writes erotica. So stay tuned to Bachelorette from Hell.
What's wrong with a dude that writes erotica? I mean, that's probably why you left your hubby, right? So you could embrace this hedonistic pleasure for its own sake lifestyle. What's wrong with the dude writing erotica? By the way, who reads erotica? Who the hell's reading erotica? You watch porn. Who reads porn? Weird.
That's amazing. And I get why she wouldn't date some of the other guys. But passing on the firefighter was really crazy to me. Did you notice her only issue with him was that he was 5'4".
Yeah, look at this broad. She should be happy to get a guy that's 5 feet tall. Danny DeVito, she should be going for that. Oh, no. Danny DeVito's too short. Well, sweetheart, you are too old.
Not because he was a bad guy. Not because he treated her poorly. Just because of his height. Think about how much that kind of mindset is hurting women in the dating scene today. They have these rigid, often superficial standards, and then turn around and complain, wondering why they're still single. It's a vicious cycle. Just because a man is tall doesn't mean he's going to be a great guy.
Did you see that? He has small hands. Who cares?
The firefighter could have been an amazing partner, loyal, hardworking, dedicated, but she couldn't see past something as trivial as his height.
So this is the problem. These chicks are focused only on the negative. They're looking for problems, not solutions. They're looking for the negative. They're looking for what's wrong. They're hyper-focused on any flaw, be it personality or physical. They're not looking for what's good. They're just looking for what's bad.
And these are the types of women that complains how hard dating is for them, not knowing they're making it hard for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, all I'm looking for is friends with benefits. Specifically, friends with pools, boats, and vacation homes.
Who started this whole idea that men don't like women? Can someone explain it to me? Because what men don't like...
Broads that can't get a dude to commit to them. So it's cope.
Is the entitlement. What men don't like is the fact that so many women get on this app and talk about things that they want on the first date, and the expectation is like a yacht party with unlimited bottles while their friends rack up a tab and the men have to pay for it. And these men don't owe you anything. Men are tired of getting used. They're getting tired of being manipulated for the highest bidder.
Yeah.
When they want loving, healthy relationships with people that know how to articulate their feelings and aren't expected to wait 3 days for a text back if a date.
Problem with that is that to have a healthy relationship, both parties have to be healthy people.
It went well. They're tired of the games. They're tired of the BS. They just want real. And most of y'all don't even know yourselves enough to be real. And the only women that think that men don't like women are the women that are only surrounding themselves with men who are immature, lack emotional intelligence, don't know what they want. They attract exactly who they are, and they don't...
Well, the chads know what they want. They want to bag a bunch of broads, and they have options, so they can.
Don't like it. Men absolutely will use women as their motivator to be better, do better, be better, be all of the things that a woman needs.
Bad idea, by the way.
If she's freaking worth it. And the majority of women have not been acting like they're worth it. Men can't even get the bare minimum, which is basically cooking and cleaning. Y'all will complain about that, but that's a man's bare minimum, and y'all don't even want to do that. But then you expect him to take you to a 5-star dining experience and have all of these grand gestures while y'all just sit back and what? Go get your hair and your nails done?
Yeah.
Make it make sense. Most of y'all are rude, cannot even reciprocate anything, and then want to say that men don't like you.
By the way, she's got a lot of masculine energy, too. This is just another pick me. I mean, she's speaking some, based truth here, but I wouldn't go for her.
Well, they don't like you because you're selfish, entitled, and don't even know how to act like a mature adult. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I don't know who started the idea that men don't like women, but it's completely off base.
I love women, just so long as they're women, and not masculinized like this chick and most other Western women.
The truth is, men like women so much that some are even willing to travel to other countries just...
And stop with the hands! I hate the hands, all the hands, talking with the hands.
...to find them. They're searching for traditional women who still value the qualities that men want in a relationship. Loyalty, respect, femininity, and a focus on building a stable family.
Yeah, this chick is none of those things. This is your typical chameleon, try to present herself as what men want. I'm going to give you based R pills and, look like, talk like, act like I've got all the traits and characteristics you want. Meanwhile, she's just some broad telling men what they want to hear so she can get clicks and likes and views.
These men aren't running away from women. They're just tired of dealing with the modern dating scene where they feel disrespected, undervalued, or treated like a disposable option. I think women started saying men don't like women because men aren't falling for the BS anymore, realizing their worth.
Is dating in your 50s really that fucking bad? I just got off the phone with my friend and she's like, I'm done.
What are you doing dating in your 50s? Something's wrong with you as a woman, sweetheart, with as easy as it is for women to get men, at least for casual S, how are you not with some dude?
I stopped dating.
You can't level up from that, honey? So you have nothing else to offer other than your poon, and that's what you're telling us when you say you can't find a man for a commitment, and you've made it to your 50s without being able to do so.
3 years ago, you didn't get the memo? Like, no, I'm done, I'm better off alone. I have my job. I'm financially secure. I have my house. My only child is an adult. And I'm healthy. I don't need problems in my life.
I question whether or not you're healthy. Just look at that, all those rolls of fat underneath your armpit there. And by the way, we got another I'm single by choice chick here.
And she's like, everyone's story is different, but dating out here for women my age, you find men that are older by 10, 12, 13 years.
There you go.
They're in their late 60s, maybe early 70s, and they're looking for a nurse.
I think that's the best you could do, honey.
They're ready to settle down at that age. You know, and if you find a man that's 55, semi-good-looking, has a good job, is financially secure, he doesn't want your ass. He wants a young one, 22, 23. And I'm like, no, not that young. And she's like, Jasmine, Bill Belichick is 74. His girlfriend's 24.
See, this is the problem. Women are in denial. They don't know how reality works. You heard all that woo-woo, frou-frou, nonsense, magic, occult, witchcraft talk earlier, right? About shaping the world and making it conform to the reality in your head and your will and intent and what you visualize. That's the way women actually think and view the world. And that's why they've always needed men to logic for them, to reason for them, to critically think things out and solve problems. That's why we have to be the leaders, because they don't have an accurate enough view of how the world works, let alone an ability to discover truth to be able to fill that role. And yet, here we are shoving them into these roles and the world's falling apart. And people wonder why it's falling apart.
That's how it is. It's slim pickings. Yeah. Or you got guys out here who, you know, they're trying to move in with you because you got a house. I'm better off.
There's plenty of guys, honey. You just don't want any of them.
Off alone. I got my friends. I got my activities. I'm not cleaning anyone's ass. No.
No? Okay.
So it made me think, because this is not the first time I have a conversation like this. This is like my third conversation with three different friends around the same age. One is 50, one is 55, and one is 56. And they're all like, no, I'm better off alone.
Well, your friends are going to be like you. By the way, honey, if you had cashed in your chips when you were in your 20s, you wouldn't need to be cleaning anybody's ass. Well, she has a daughter, so is she a baby mama, or was she actually married? And then did she leave that dude thinking she could ride the CC and do better, and found out that she cannot?
It's just the reality of being an older woman trying to date. By the time a woman reaches 50, the dating game becomes a lot more difficult. At that stage in life, most of...
I would argue that it becomes a lot more difficult at age 30.
The men who are stable, successful, and interested in long-term relationships have already settled down. Women, at that age, should have already found a partner and built a life together if that was their goal.
Yep.
Because the chances of finding someone compatible become slimmer with age.
Not only that, but as you get older, you become more fully cooked. I mean, there are things that I could have tolerated and put up with and been more malleable in response to when I was, say, 25 than I am at, you know, 55, 56, 57. So there's that issue as well.
As she mentioned, men in their 40s and 50s often seek younger women, and it makes sense. By that time, these men have typically obtained the success they worked hard for throughout their 20s and 30s.
Right. So you're going to pick a woman who's looking for a guy with resources who's 55, who can't have any kids, or you're going to pick a broad that's 25, looking for a dude with resources and has no kids. That's a no-brainer.
Now that they've reached a point of financial stability and personal growth, they want to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And part of that enjoyment often includes dating younger women who can bring energy, youth, and in many cases, the possibility of starting a family.
See that?
These men.
That's another thing. You're an older dude, you get with a younger broad. You get to show her things. You get to expose her to things she's never seen. It's kind of like seeing the world and activities that you're already used to through new, fresh eyes. It's energizing. It's invigorating. You're not going to get that with her.
have put in years of effort to build their careers, secure their finances, and improve themselves, and they now find themselves in a position where they have the freedom to choose from a wider range of options.
So there you go, and he ain't wrong, and I ain't wrong either, but let me know what you think in the comments section. Please like and subscribe. Hit that notification bell because YouTube loves to unsubscribe a lot of my subscribers, and also they don't like to notify you, even if you do hit the bell. But if you do hit the bell, you're more likely to be notified, so hit that notification bell. Leave a comment. I heard it's good for the algorithm. And if you would, support me on Patreon. And also, please consider making a donation in my GoFundMe. I recently had a horrible accident, nearly died. Still recovering from that, so tons of medical bills. So if you could, make a donation to help me out, I would really appreciate it. Anyhow, on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the Bachelor Philosopher, because if you are a bachelor, you are a realist, and if you are a realist, you are a bachelor. So I'm out of here. I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.